Hi, everyone. Welcome again to CLOs Uncovered with Corporate Credit. My name is Sandeep Chana, and I'm a senior analyst in the structured credit team here at S&P. And as always, I'm joined here with my colleague, Hina Shoaib.
Hi. Hello. Hello, everyone.
So today we're going to be talking about a credit that we see quite a bit in CLOs. So Kirk Beauty, it's the German beauty products retailer. And Hina, before I come over to you to get your expert opinion on the credit and what we're going to dive into, let's set the scene. It's rated single B. It's got a negative outlook. It's got a recovery of 350%, so that's around 30% at the AAA level. Kirk Beauty is, as I mentioned, a German beauty products retailer that is exposed in nearly 52 CLOs rated by S&P, whereby the average exposure is around 0.89%. So any CLO you see out there has around less than 1% exposure to this corporate credit. But Hina, over to you now. So on the corporate credit itself, what can you tell us about Kirk Beauty?
Yes, you're right, Sandeep. So when you mention about Kirk Beauty, it has 3.3 billion of annual revenues. This is again 2018 numbers, EBITDA of about 202 million and store presence in 21 European countries. So the first thing I do want to mention is that, again, yes, it's a selective beauty and personal care product company, but it does have number one, number two market positions in its core markets. So of course, Germany being one, but then it also has presence across such as France, Spain, Italy, Poland. More importantly, it is a very seasonal business because again, a big chunk, I would say when I say a big chunk, I am roughly talking about 40% of annual EBITDA is generated in the Christmas quarter. So there's a seasonality element, plus again, that's skewed towards Christmas.
So we see the seasonality factor clearly in the credit and it's kind of like it's revenues that are coming through. What about it's kind of like online, it's e-commerce present? What can we say about that?
I'm glad you asked because I was coming to that because 13% of the group sales is coming via the e-commerce operations. So I do want to mention that e-commerce, every time we talk about e-commerce, it's a very, very competitive market because we have the likes of Amazon there. We have a lot of beauty companies that are in the premium segment. So again, let's say if I am a user of one particular brand and if I know exactly what I want, I'll go online and I'll compare, let's say, the price from Kirk Beauty versus, let's say, Amazon. And if I get exactly the same product that I'm after, why not? So interestingly, I did a little comparison myself. And again, Kirk Beauty does have some products. But again, the question is, when it comes from the consumer, it would not possibly have the entire range that, let's say, a particular consumer is looking for. So when it comes to premium product, as a consumer, you would want exactly what you're after. Let's say a particular SKU, a particular color, a particular brand. So if that is there, of course, Kirk Beauty will of course, win. So I think that's something to keep in mind when we talk about the e-commerce and, you know, the penetration. And I was just doing some study on online because UK is one of the country with the highest online penetration in terms of e-commerce. And the second biggest after UK is Germany. And that's about 11%. So 17% is UK online penetration and 11% is Germany. So Germany is again, quite ahead compared to a lot of other European nations. So something to bear in mind that, again, the market is very, very competitive there.
Interesting. So a very competitive market. But now I want to dive into specifics. As I mentioned in my introduction, it's single B and it has a negative outlook. So on our rating action, we affirmed the single B rating, but it is on negative outlook. So what's the credit story behind that?
Sure. Very interesting because, again, when we assigned the negative outlook, we felt that the credit metrics were temporarily out of line with the rating, with the rating expectation. And again, there were some acquisitions in 2018. The company bought some a perfumery, Exente, if my pronunciation is correct. This is, again, they didn't want to harm the luxury and the premium segment, but naturally they did want to tap into the faster growing off-price online channel and adding a lot of, you know, breadth to the product portfolio that they have. So again, that was one of the reasons. But if you specifically look at what the expectations were, so we talk about the negative outlook. We talked about leverage reaching almost 8 times, EBITDA coverage at about 1.2 times, and FOCF, which is free operating cash flow, that was negative of 75 million. That's when we assigned the negative outlook. Now, you may think, okay, fine, things didn't pan out well. However, the company had plans, the strategy. Again, there's a lot of competition from online, but again, there is all this acquisition plan and a lot of planning that's happening behind. So again, our expectation is that the company would probably reach towards 6.5 times in terms of leverage.
From eight times. Okay.
EBITDA coverage, we expect it to reach 1.5.
From 1.2 that
from
you mentioned
1.2,
earlier.
Okay. Exactly. And then the free operating cash flow, which is in the negative territory, we expect it to at least be 30 million positive. So once we reach those levels, we expect the rating to, let's say, move back to stable. But again, we felt it was temporarily because, again, there are measures that the company is doing. And again, I think that's key because a lot of companies that we rate do not necessarily have a strong online presence. And this company does have, despite the seasonality. And I think that's where the rating is where it is.
Okay, very interesting. So moving on, and I want to finally end on recovery. So in our latest report, we published very recently this year. We have two recoveries assigned on two pieces of debt, if you will. So on the senior secured position, it's 350%. So as I mentioned earlier in my intro, so it's what, the 30% recovery at AAA. And there is an unsecured as well, which has a 6
yes.
recovery rating of 0 banding. What can you tell us about the recoveries and how it's been assigned? Because from our report, we see that the financial risk is highly leveraged in the
yes.
report. But obviously, for the viewers out there who are mainly focused on the CLO space, it's really the 350% that's going to be the focus.
Yes, again. So when we say recovery rating 3 and we talk about 50 to 70%, you know, band, the expectation, it is really 50%, which is really the bottom end of the range. So again, the expectation is under a hypothetical default, again, because there was a lot of inventory, there was a lot of impairment that has happened, we expect that there will probably be a reduced discretionary consumer spending. So this is all a scenario for hypothetical default. However, based on the average multiple for the sector, we use is 5 times. But in the case of Kirk Beauty, we've used 5.5 times, primarily because we reflect that we believe that there is a growth potential there. And I talked about the e-commerce capabilities, that being one of the reasons. Second is good geographic diversity. And again, stronger growing Eastern European side of the business. So with all of that into account, the senior secured debt is about 2.2 billion. So we talk about recovery prospects at about 50%. I think that's where the story is.
Interesting. Okay. Thank you very much, Hina. That was very insightful. That's it for today on this credit. Again, if there's anything more that our viewers listening want to hear about, or a particular credit or anything on the CLO side, then please reach out to us. We're more than happy to take that into consideration. But for now, Hina, thank you very much. And we hope to hear from you guys soon.
Thank you.